They come from the depths of central Queensland, Australia.
It's a crocodile!
No.
It's Banksy and Pinky.
Central Queensland CFM morning crew.
Banksy and Pinky.
Thank goodness it's Friday. How are you this morning, Pinkstar?
Pretty happy about the end of the week.
Yeah, it's always a good thing. Lots going on today and, of course, across the weekend. We'll keep you up to date throughout today. It's International Be Bald and Free Day today. Be bald and free.
Bald and free, that's a way of looking at it.
Yes. Well, in a roundabout way, I'm sort of celebrating that one, I guess. In a roundabout way.
Stop it.
Also, I don't know if this is coincidence, but it's World Egg Day.
Right. Be egg, bald and
why
free.
Did it have to be World Egg Day or Be Bald and Free Day? Oh, come on.
Humpty Dumpty springs to mind. He was bald.
And free from everything now, even the king's horses.
Oh, dear.
Vet Nurse Day as well. Lots we have got coming up. We'll get to it very shortly.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Pinky, you remember yesterday when you were pep-talking me?
Yeah, I do actually.
I just, after the show yesterday, I was so just down on myself.
Yeah, you were.
I really was. There's some stuff going on at home and look, I just couldn't get things right yesterday as well and I was just...
Yeah, you're doing the good old beat up.
Yeah, I just felt like, just a horrible excuse for a human being. Just getting things wrong and being an idiot at times and just... I was right off myself yesterday.
Well, Banksy, you're not the only one who's done it. I've done it as well. When you just get extremely hard on yourself.
Yeah.
And it's really hard to kind of crawl out from underneath that rock when you put it there.
Yeah, it is.
Like, it's really mean to do it to yourself.
You're in that emotional place you can't crawl out of it. You just sort of just keep beating yourself up and just going, oh, geez, I suck.
See, I was trying to say to you that if you talked like that to one of your kids, like you wouldn't talk like that
to
one of your kids.
No,
but we do it to ourselves.
Yeah.
So you've got to pull yourself up. But that didn't seem to work. You didn't get the message through there.
No.
And then I was just trying to tell you to put some perspective around your situation. Like, you're not the only person on the planet. So... let's not make out you're like the worst human.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's some pretty awful humans on the planet.
And I appreciate that mental life raft you threw to me. I was just having that hard time getting out of it, you know? I'm horrible human sometimes.
No. So then this is the thing that I guess got you through. You've got to have a little think when you get in these moments, right? On a scale of Gandhi to Kim Kardashian, where are you as a human? Are you a vapid, vacuous, narcissistic moron?
Mm.
Or are you a helpful soul?
Okay,
you know?
Like how you've put it into perspective for me. It's a comparison. It's like me as a human, am I as bad as, say, Kim Kardashian?
Not at all.
Of course, I'm not as great as Gandhi, but it's a sliding scale.
Yeah, it's always going to make you feel better about yourself. You're like, am I as bad as Kim Kardashian today?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. So it's all good.
There you go.
Chipper.
What if I was to put it on the ice scale, like Vanilla Ice? We found out yesterday that he's performing on ice again.
As in literally ice.
Yeah.
Not the drug ice.
No, like the
Disney on ice.
An ice rink ice kind of thing. So, you know, he's doing all of this. And if I put my life and my problems into perspective in comparison to Vanilla Ice.
Correct.
You know what? Yeah. Things just aren't so bad at all, are they?
Feeling good?
Life's good now.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
That sounds wrong. But anyway, I'll focus.
Speaking of wrong, me.
No, Banksy.
No.
Let's not do this.
No. More my night last night.
Oh, okay.
I'm referring to Pinky.
Right.
I got to experience something new.
Cool.
It was a particularly windy night last night. I don't know if you knew.
Yeah, I did notice.
But I, just after 12 o'clock, checked on the wind outside just after 1 o'clock, just after 3 o'clock, and then again just after 4 o'clock.
You're telling me you woke up... because of the wind at those times?
Well, not so much the wind, more my dog barking at it.
Oh, no.
And whinging profusely at the window.
The wind isn't a thing, darling.
I am frustrated to no end and have sleep deprivation like you wouldn't believe. You know how you
get... I can imagine.
Just maybe an hour on, an hour off, an hour on, an hour off.
Like you have a newborn baby at home.
Exactly right.
Mm.
And so... I've checked on the wind and the dog each hour through last night. And
what did you end up doing?
I don't know. I still don't know what I'm doing right now. Am I awake? Is this real?
Totally real. It's not a dream.
I ended up giving him a little smack across the bum and saying, get into your bed and toughen up, harden up, young boy.
Where's his bed? Is he outside?
He is outside.
Yeah, so he's just out there going nuts.
I mean, but look, I can appreciate the fact that he's helping me with my weather forecasting. Because, you know, I'm up checking on conditions every hour through
the
night.
Of course.
And it'll also help me with my forecasting for today.
Right.
Like, for example, mostly vacant this morning, high chance of sluggishness, mood turning southerly, and expected cups of coffee 17.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Finding out this morning where your favourite fishing spots are on 13 27 10. First of two reef fin fish closures start at the end of October.
I don't actually know what you just said just then.
13 27 10.
Big Al, you got a favourite fishing spot? Where you dropping a line out this weekend, buddy?
Even if it's windy,
yeah.
My fish tank's the best fishing spot around. Because you just keep trying. You catch them and release, you put them back in and let them have a bit of a rest and then have a go again.
That's some gold fishing ideas there.
Hey. It's so windy, I saw a dog get blown off its chain.
Hey, Big Al.
It's so windy,
I saw a
fur get blown off a kiwi fruit.
Fur off the kiwi fruit.
That's pretty handy, actually. I hate that fur.
Actually, Big Al, you might be someone we can ask.
Yeah, I've got an actual question for you, a real one. What is the reef fin fish closure?
You're going to have to ask the fisherman.
I thought you were one.
No, he's just the host.
Goldfish. I've got a memory of 3 seconds, eh? Oh, what's your name again?
Okay.
Do you really go fishing, though?
I have got a 7.5 foot shovel nose shark.
Oh, where?
Secret spot.
Now, go away. This is how secret spot's going to go this morning, Banks. Yeah. Everyone's going to ring up and go, I caught this at my secret spot. Where's that?
Yeah.
At my secret spot.
I'm willing to put money on it. His secret spot is his fishing tank.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's the tank.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Talking about your fishing spots, not a good weekend for it, going to be very windy, as Banksy's dog let him know last night. But wondering this morning what your favourite fishing spots are. Where are they? On 13 27 10.
Now, when the groundsman hat comes off, does the fisherman hat go on?
Hell yes.
Yes. So you might be able to answer the question we have for you.
And what would that be?
Oh, what is the reef fin fish closure?
A real fisherman would tell you the same thing. It's basically anything that's caught on the reef, coral trout, all those sorts of things.
Yep.
They're going to close the area off for that area in that area.
Okay, so they can do the breeding and all that again.
Yeah, it's allowed for the ones that hide under coral and all that to really breed well.
Okay.
But it only lasts for like 4 days or something.
Yeah, and that's probably their spawning. That'll be their spawning season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Look, coincidentally...
That's pretty snappy.
Coincidentally, it's also the amount of time I'm allowed to for my season.
Sensible.
4 days, you know, that's all I get.
I know those people that go fishing that feed the fish. And I don't really bring too much home. I don't get seasick. I just go out there feeding fish, prawns, squid...
That's the kind of fisher lady I would be.
We have a lot of secret spots, and I tell you what, someone should let out the bag that they're not so secret because we don't catch nothing there.
The groundsman, the true fisherman's friend.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We just got a bit of a lesson from groundsman about fishing.
You could say we were schooled on the fish.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is probably one of the best ones I've ever heard from you.
And I only just thought of it. Sleep deprivation sometimes works, people.
It does sometimes. It can make you do really great things. As we've read in the paper, the first of two reef fin fish closures starts on October 28, but it only lasts about 4 days. But that's how long, that's all they need.
That's apparently.
Yeah.
It's all the time that it takes.
In fish land.
Yes.
So we were just wondering this morning, yeah. This weekend the conditions aren't great for fishing unless you're pretty hardcore. But where's your favourite fishing spots in CQ on 13 2710?
Love to hear from you.
Hey Daniel, do you have a favourite fishing spot to share?
My favourite has dried up now, but I used to be able to go down my backyard and I used to be able to catch 300 or 400 swordtails and platies out of my big pond I had.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I used to sell them for $30 or $40 a hundred.
Wow.
And I used to put an ad in the handy trader and I used to make a bit of money out of.
But you've dried that well up, have you?
Well, what happened, the dogs got in it and they used to dig holes. They used to swim in it and they used to dig holes in it and they busted all the line. It had one of those rubber liners that you can buy from Bunnings.
Yep.
It was a great big pond, about 8 metres long and about 3 metres wide and about a foot deep with tapered sides, and it used to make me a fortune.
Nice!
So let's get this straight.
Yeah?
The favourite fishing spots in CQ are a fishing tank in your lounge room and a pond in your backyard, Banksy.
Yes, it is.
Oh, what a ripper.
Thanks for the line,
yeah,
guys.
Thanks, guys.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
We got a message yesterday on Facebook, Pinky, that we hopped to as soon as we could.
Yeah, Mick, his sister Amy, has quite the battle on her hands at the moment, a battle with cancer. And he got in touch with us because Amy's got this fight happening at the moment. She's now a mother and a wife, and she's been having issues with these kinds of medical problems since she was 12.
Yeah, yeah. And look, as soon as we got that message, we called Paul, Amy's husband, who is trying to spread the word of Amy's plight.
Hello.
Look, we've got in touch with Paul. Your brother-in-law has contacted us to let us know about Amy's cancer fight and the GoFundMe page that's with it. Morning, Paul.
How we doing?
Yeah, mate. All we can to try to get people onto the GoFundMe page for Amy's cancer fight. Can you just take us all through where this started, how it all happened?
Amy was diagnosed with a rare cancer as a child and been battling with it ever since. And we've managed to continue to fight all the way up to have a beautiful family. Currently, the public system can't offer us any more help at this point in time, so we have to chase private.
And why can't the public system help? Is that because it's too timely?
Sadly enough, I think it's beyond them. A lot of the specialists that we've seen, for a perfect example, specialists we've seen just the other day whilst in Brisbane, looked at exactly the same scans and MRIs that the private doctor looked at, only half an hour between each consultation.
Yeah.
They couldn't see the problem. They looked at exactly the same scans and obviously didn't pick up the problem at all.
All of this is just screaming a lot of money, a lot of money. And Paul, you're doing all you can with what you've got, but we need to tip our hat out for Central Queenslanders to pitch in a little bit here and help with Amy's cancer fight. Now, the GoFundMe page is where we can do that, Paul?
Yes, my oath. Every little bit helps. Yep. Trying to get us there.
Well, the goal is $38,000. It's on our Facebook page now, CFMCQ. So if you can dig deep and be generous, Paul, what are all the expenses that you're looking at the moment?
Multiple, or possibly multiple sleep studies, as well as MRIs, CAT scans, EEGs. We've got a long road ahead of us. Hopefully we can get it all down and eventually surgery itself.
And then you've got to factor into the travel expenses
And accommodation.
The living and accommodation expenses whilst this is all going on. It's not a cheap venture at all. So Amy's cancer fight, you can find a little bit more about it on our Facebook page. Follow the GoFundMe link and try and help Paul out. Paul, please send your best thoughts from us here at CFM to Amy and to yourself and to your brother-in-law as well who has contacted us. We'll try to do all we can as Central Queenslanders and good luck with the fight, buddy.
Thank you very much, guys. Hey, I wouldn't have been able to push through as hard as what I have this time around without my family support right behind me.
Yeah.
Can't send out a big enough thanks to all of them and hopefully everybody else out there.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, thanks for your time, Paul. I know it's sometimes a hard thing to talk about it. When I look at it, the 60,000-plus people who listen to CFM every day gave $1 on this GoFundMe page.
True.
They would have $60,000-plus dollars to help Amy.
Well, one other thing to add here is Paul is no longer working. He's given up work to be Amy's full-time carer, and, of course, they have two children that need care as well. So they really need all the support there financially.
As a mother and father ourselves, Pinky, we know what this is like dealing with this, but then you've got that extra
Let's take the financial burden off them.
Yep, if that's one thing we can take away by donating a dollar or two at the GoFundMe page right now on our Facebook.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Pinky, your scene is new hairstyles. Is that what's happened here?
Yeah, look, I went for a tidy up, admittedly. Was looking a little feral yesterday, even Kath commented on my hair.
Fez, I believe.
Yeah,
was
fez
the
was what the
proper
word
descriptive
I used.
Word.
There was a bit of matting going on because a couple of months ago. It sounds worse than it was, but there was a bit of matting because I got these pink hair extensions put in by the girls at Statics Hairworks in Rocky.
Oh, there was a lot of matting. Six afro combs were lost.
Yeah, no, it did take a while to get them. Anyway, what you have to do is they grow out and that's where there can be some matting, and my hair's really fine.
Yep.
And so it was a little bit fez. So I went and saw the girls yesterday to get it corrected.
Right, corrected.
Yeah. But, you know, again, just have to say thank you for my pink hair extensions because I got the orders. They're like, Pinky, what's with you not having pink hair extensions?
It looks good.
That needs fixing.
It looks good. Vanessa's done a bang-up job on you
there. Well, how's this, though? Vanessa has opened a third salon at City Centre Plaza in Rocky.
Really?
Yeah, she took over Steffens. She's like, they're gone.
She's taken over the world.
She is. She really is. And it looks amazing in there. The colour scheme is black, white and red. Ultra modern, gorgeous. Anyway, make sure you pop in and say good day to her. But speaking of Vanessa and hairdressing, you've been moaning about your hair for a while.
Yes.
And the thing is, you actually do nothing. Like, do you even wash it?
I've done nothing and I'm all out of ideas.
You don't even brush it, mate.
Yeah, no. It's just a bit of a mop.
I try.
It's a tragic situation for hair to be in, really.
It is.
On top of this thing. So,
basically, here's your marching orders. Head on over and get it sorted.
You say go to...
Take care of that mess.
New store in Statics there.
Yes.
As far as my hairstyle's concerned, I'll mull it over. Mull it over.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
It's hard for Pinky to look at the bright side of the road right now. She's fuming.
Half and half, 50-50. But I do want to know what you've been overcharged for this morning on 13-27-10.
Everyone's been overcharged at some point, haven't they?
Here's the sour part of my story. Got the phone bill through.
Yep.
And it was significantly higher than what I was expecting.
Right.
And we basically have a set amount each month.
Like a cap. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. And in previous months, it had gone up higher because the data, you know, with the internet and everything usage.
Did you get those text messages?
We'd been going over. Yeah,
you've
yeah.
You've used 85% of your data.
And then they charge you a bazillion dollars for going over.
That's true.
So we had some bigger bills in the past due to that. But my husband had corrected it and changed our data allowance, whatever, so it should
give you a bit
change.
More data, yeah.
So when this bigger bill came through, I presumed that, okay, maybe we've gone over for some reason and we have to pay this.
Yeah.
Anyway, asked husband, because the phone account's in his name, to call through and query it. Well, he did, and as it turns out, we had been charged $20 a month for the past 4 months for some sort of sports subscription thing on our phones that neither of us had ever...
You didn't even know about it.
...or signed up for yet.
Weren't even aware that was an option.
No.
No.
So had been paying a little higher for the last few months, didn't realise, just thinking it was kind of what we were due.
Yeah.
And turns out I got $80 back.
See, that's
off
great.
Off the bill because of a incorrect billing thing going on.
No, look, at least...
Which I've been paying for.
I can literally see the steam coming out of your ears now.
And they just go, oh, yeah, this has been happening, even though people haven't... Well, why?
Why?
Why are we paying for something that we never subscribe to? Is this actually legit or are you just trying to scam us?
Wasn't even aware of the existence of sport, let alone a sporting package.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
But I like the fact that they've given it to you back, But
of course.
But that does not negate the fact that you were overcharged for 3 months.
Unaware that we were paying for this other service as well.
Yeah, yeah. That reminds me, I know it's small fish, but $3.75, a paper fee. Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, from that annoys me. My bank. Mm-hmm. You send it by email. You didn't even use paper.
Look, mate, I had to hit send. And that's worth $3.75.
Look, again, I just can't. It's the principle of the thing. Yeah, how can you charge me $3.75 for something that it doesn't exist?
What have you been overcharged for?
Geez, now I'm getting all worked up, Pinky.
13 27 10, give us a call. It happens.
Yeah, because, you know, misery loves company.
Well, look, and if you haven't been overcharged, go check your phone bill. Maybe you're copping what I had.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
What have you been overcharged for? It happens all the time. Some businesses try to sneak in little sneaky ones if they can, get away with it. Sometimes it's just a genuine mistake from a human being.
Yeah, I got an $80 credit on our phone bill the other day because we'd been paying for some sports website subscription service. I don't even know what it was for the last 4 months.
Yeah.
Absolutely clueless about it.
Yep.
And got this bigger bill through, and that's how we found out.
Yep, $80 overcharged for that period of time, Pinky.
Yeah.
Unreal. Ray, you've gotten to us on 132710. What have you been overcharged for?
Hey, mate, look, I got a bill from our council, not Rocky Council, for water.
Mm-hmm.
It was November 2015,
mm-hmm.
and I kept the thing and framed it. It was $24,269.95.
Wow. Was that a typo?
No, but they admitted that they had made a mistake.
I love it. Now you're going to be using more water, replacing it from the sweat that came out of your body when you saw that bill.
I nearly had a heart attack.
Oh, I bet you did, Ray. Did they charge you $3.75 to send you a new bill corrected? They love doing that.
No.
Oh.
No, that wasn't too bad. But,
wow.
I thought that was pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
Bills had been around about the $300-$400.
Yeah. And, increase.
I thought, this is a little bit funny. We must have a leak somewhere.
Look, major leak, yeah.
Look, you're responsible for the flood. That's you, right? That you must have had that tap on all year.
Considering we're on a hill, it had run down into the city.
Unbelievable.
A donation.
Hey, there you go. So I'm paying for the water for Rocky.
I love that you framed this bill too. Good on you.
I had to keep it.
Wow.
So I rang them up and I said it about it and they said, I think that might be a mistake. So they checked it up and sent me another bill.
Yeah. It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
Ready for takeoff tonight on Channel 9 at 7:30 and we've got the lovely Tiffany on the line. Hello, Tiffany. Are you ready to take off?
I am ready to take off. I'm getting more and more nervous the closer we get to 7:30 tonight, but that's okay.
Well, just stay here for us for a moment if you can. We need you here right now.
Now, Tiffany, you are a flight attendant with Qantas, and they have started a new initiative with food charity Oz Harvest. Can you tell us all about this, please?
Qantas and Oz Harvest have been charity partners for quite some time, but this new program, which we just celebrated the 1 year anniversary for.
But hey, are you on a tugboat?
No, everyone's calling my phone at the one time.
Oh,
you're a very popular lady this morning,
Tiffany.
Yeah,
don't worry, it happens. Next thing, your Instagram notifications will come through too, mate.
Oh, God, no.
I hear you.
The charity partnership with Oz has just celebrated the 1 year anniversary.
Right.
And basically what happens is the food that Oz are collecting off Qantas Domestic and Qantas Link flights is being rescued by Oz volunteers.
Yeah. Now, where does it go to, Tiffany?
Okay, so it goes to a few different charities, but mainly because it's coming in off breakfast flights, it's sent out mostly to schools and it helps teachers facilitate breakfast programs.
Good
for
idea.
Schools,
yeah, good.
So that kids can have a bit of a better start to their day. So
nice.
It's really exciting that can be more purposely put to a better use than where it was previously.
Just
so
thrown out, yeah.
Now, Tiffany, flight food can be quite controversial. There's a lot of negative press about it, but I have to say I don't find it to be awful at all. I actually quite enjoy it.
Look, you win over hospital food.
Yeah, look, so I don't have to make it. What is your favourite snack in flight, Tiffany?
I'm a girl, so anything that's got chocolate is definitely going to win my choice. But, look, I just came in from Dubai last night. Unfortunately, yeah, being an international flight, the food off my flights isn't directed to the same program. But, the dessert that came out of Dubai was pretty amazing. All of the food was amazing.
Dessert. Look,
yeah. Most things that come out of Dubai are amazing, so that's it.
Look, one change I would suggest, though, maybe dessert for breakfast. Always a winner.
Well, it's
you'd be surprised at people's body clocks when you're working on those flights.
Yeah, it's always breakfast somewhere in the world, Tiffany.
That's right. Yeah.
It is. And chocolate for breakfast sounds like a goer. Tiffany, we look forward to seeing you tonight, 7:30 on Channel 9. If you haven't tuned in and seen the first episode of, tune in tonight.
Yeah.
You'll see these amazing situations taking part at airports. Thanks for your time this morning, Tiff.
Not a worry. Thank you very much.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Pinky, yesterday I got you to pledge something to me to try to tackle your very long to-do list that was stressing you out to no end.
Well, yeah, I'd got quite fatigued and over it, and I wasn't crossing things off.
No, so
it's like, we
put all these things you had to do in, yep, under priority, and
we did.
And well, the first one was looking after your physical health.
Yeah,
getting a pap smear.
Yes.
Did you go and get your pap smear yesterday?
No. So you just said to book it in. And I have booked it in.
Okay.
And as the ladies of CQ will all understand when I say this, I booked it for Monday after the show because everyone loves a pap smear on a Monday.
Okay. Helps with Monday-itis.
It really doesn't.
No. Super proud of you for doing that.
Well, thanks
just crossing it off your list.
Thanks for making me just tackle one thing off the list.
And yep.
You know what? It's actually part of looking after your mental health.
Yeah.
Just being able to tackle certain things or helping each other out.
So that you know this long list of things I got to do isn't going to stress me out, just one at a time and all will be well. Mm. Speaking of well, Wellness Festival Rockhampton is happening this afternoon at 3 p.m. 80 East Street, all right, 80 East Street at 3 p.m. this afternoon. You can visit the website if you would like. Check it out. The Queensland Mental Health Commission have a website, QLD Mental Health Week, all one word.
It's going to be so much fun.
Mm.
A free barbecue, music, art and other workshop and activities for the kids as well so everyone can get involved. And that's another key to keeping yourself mentally healthy.
That's right. Maintaining.
Having connections and being part of a community. Those things are important.
Maintaining that good health. Yeah. And plenty of representatives from support agencies will be there too. They've got stories. You've got stories. Swap those stories. Get some ideas running on how to maintain that good health for Wellness Festival Rockhampton on Mental Health Week.
Yeah, have a good time and have a giggle.
It's Banksy and Pinky, the podcast.
Check it out.
Like us on Facebook at CFMCQ.
What's going on with Nick?
Oh, the Shanghai Masters tanked it completely. Well,
what's in it for him to tank?
I
know about tanking with the AFL and football.
Yeah, well, look, maybe tanking's not the most apt word for this. Maybe he's got some problems.
You're meaning
Nick
self-tanking.
Kyrgios.
Self-tanking. He's just ruining it for himself.
You heard what happened at the Shanghai Masters.
Yeah.
Well, he's essentially got there and just didn't really show up mentally. He was there physically, but
I find that quite hard to believe. Like, that's unreal.
Patting slow serves into the opponent's court. He failed to properly contest several different points, and now he's avoided suspension for this, but he's thought to have the biggest fine of the tennis year with a lack of best efforts, they're calling it.
Yeah, that's a pretty interesting way to get a fine.
$10,000 for your lack of best efforts.
Yeah.
And also got $5,000 for abusing a spectator and $1,500 for unsportsmanlike conduct. Nick Kyrgios. Wow. Like he was going off at the spectators and the judges. One of them was saying, oh, you know, what sort of tennis player do you think you are? And he was responding with, well, until you're in my position, how do you have the right to comment? But he's on there not even giving 100%, not even giving 10%.
I have to say, I'm kind of digging this lack of best efforts fine. I mean, that could come in handily in everyday life, couldn't it?
No, I'm scared of lack of best efforts fines.
I think more of us could do with these kinds of fines. But anyway, moving on.
Work will be taking me to tennis court anytime soon.
So
I think
was just spitting out the giant dummy out on court.
Yeah, pretty much. Look,
wow.
I think I think he might have some problems, like mentally. Because who does that?
That's not what sports people do. They get out there to compete and they're hardcore about it.
Yeah, and he is so talented. If he gave his best effort, he could be the best in the world.
Yeah.
But he's ranked number 14 now. So, look, whilst it's not great him having all of these problems and, well, being ranked 14th with the tennis, he does have one record that he can be proud of. And it comes back to what we were talking about yesterday, Pinky, with the couldn't be stuffed. He's ranked number one on the I couldn't be stuffed leaderboard and way out in front.
That was the Banksy and Pinky podcast.
Check them out at cfm.com.au.
Or don't.
No pressure.